Well, we'll do it again. I'll tell you, there's a lot of places, a lot of areas in Agoda that, Agoda's based on Gomorrah and Agoda's Sahum. So really spend, weeks going through Agoda. What I'll try to do is to give an overview first of some of the material which those who have heard the Shiur all these years are familiar with, and then maybe we'll go into some new areas. All right. Much of the material I heard from my Rebbe, Soloveitchik, and of course, Ein Beis Hamedrash Lui Chiddush. A lot is nevertheless. Alright, the first step in Agoda is Kaddish. Go through the steps. Alright, what is Kaddish? What is Kaddish? Okay? What's Kaddish? No one knows. Kiddush. So Kiddush, the Agoda starts off, the first step is Kaddish. So Kiddush is really part of the Agoda. Question is, first halachically, there's a difference between the Kiddush Hayom of the night of Leil Chamisha Asar and between the Kiddush that we have all year round, Kiddush Yavin Yantar, the Kiddush Yavin Shabbat. There's a tremendous difference between the two. What's the difference basically in halacha between the two, between Kiddush of Pesach and the other Kiddush? What's the difference? Point halacha. The Shabbat Kiddush Yantar, what's the difference? What do you think? Larger? In the case? No.
$1
dollar case or $1 case? All right, but hello, before we get to dollar cases, yes?
Mine.
Okay. Ordinarily, Kiddush Hayom you can make earlier. But halach is from Plag HaMincha on, a person can be Mekabel Shabbos, which is Mekabel Yom Tov. Right? However, on Leil Chamisha Asar, on Pesach, that halacha doesn't apply. That rule doesn't apply. The halacha is that Kiddush by Leil Pesach must be said when? B'davka? Only when? Only at Pesach. Why is this so? Why is this so? Why is it different than earlier around? Okay, you know what
I'm
Yes?
I'm on the early on the we learned it has to be, don't make
the carbon,
that's the
attack. No. Blue is a separate halacha and Achilas HaPesach. What is the halacha there? Why is Kiddush Dafka at night time? Alright? Why is Kiddush Dafka at night time?
What? It's part of the Sipur Yitzchus HaTorayim.
Because it's part of what? Sipur Yitzchus HaTorayim. The Sipur Yitzchus HaTorayim is only when? Only at night time. How do you know it's only night time? How do you know? The Rambam had a little bit of a different gear today. He didn't start off with Yochel Meir Shvedish. He started off, they got it to Levincha, Yochel Meir Shvedish. That's the way his gear was. Because they got it to Levincha, we're in Yochel Meir Shvedish all of a sudden. The Pasuk says, he's going on a Pasuk. Says he got it to Levincha, so the Balagoda says, Yochel Meir Shvedish. I would think that when does he got it to Levincha begin? From a Shvedish Nisan. Talmud Leimar, Bayemahu. E Bayemahu, Yochel Meir Bayyim. That's in every step. What's Yochel Meir Bayyim? Yochel Meir Bayyim. So the Balagoda says, no. Bavuzeh, Leimar, Tel Bashosh, Yesh Matzah Mar Menachem Lachanecha. So what does it mean, Matzah Mar Menachem Lachanecha? So when is Matzah Mar Menachem Lachanecha? When? Only Balayla, isn't it Balayla? Plus is what? Bo'erev Tech Lumatah. Bo'erev Tech Lumatah. Okay. Someone gets cash to take a Matzah Mar and put it in the daytime, you say it? The answer is it's not Matzah until when? It doesn't mean stop a piece of Matzah. But what does it mean? Matzah means, what's the definition of Matzah? A scepter with which you can mekayen the mitzvah of Matzah. That's only when? That's only, that requires Lila. Before Lila, the Matzah's nothing. The matzah only becomes a chesed shel mitzvah when the moment you have faith at the chosm of Leil Chamisha Asar. Okay. So Kiddush, the halacha is that Kiddush is part of Sipur. Arayah that Kiddush is part of Sipur? How do you know? Kiddush is part of Sipur. Yes?
One of the Abakets.
That's what the Magen Avraham says. That's one of the Abakets. Alright, so we have to understand if that's the case. What do we have to know? Why should it be that way? Why should Kiddush be one of the avocations? Let a person make Kiddush early, and then he'll let him come home, and he'll make Kiddush first, come home early, make Kiddush, and then he'll start the avocations. Why must the first case be Kiddush A.M.? So what's the answer? Why must the first case be Kiddush A.M.? Mentioning that Leil Chamisha Osar has Kedusha Sayyim because it's the day in which we went out of Mitzrayim is what? Is part of the Mitzvah. It's part of the Mitzvah Tzipor. So you see that Tzipor begins with what?
Okay.
You see for the fact that it's the first case, right? You see for the fact that it requires Leila. So you see that it's part of Tzipor Tzipran. Now all we have to do is define what Tzipor Tzipran is. So you see, the first step in Tzipor Tzipran is what? To say that the day that Leil Chamisha Osar has Kedusha. Because it's Yom Sheyatzanu Mitzrayim. Correct? Okay. So what is now formed in Lumah Lachagli? So what is the formulation? Of Sefer Tzitzis Mitzrayim. What's the formulation? Defining Leil Chamisha Osar at the beginning of Sefer. The first step in Sefer is to define Leil Chamisha Osar. That's the first step. Okay? The first step, the initial step that a person makes on Leil Chamisha Osar in defining what the secret of Kiddush Hayom is, what does he do? Is he defines the nature of the day. That's the first step. What is Leil Chamisha Osar? That's the first step. And the first thing you mention about Leil Chamisha Osar is that what? That it has Kiddush Hayom. What is Kiddush Hayom? Kiddush Hayom is Nisr Malach. Okay? Alright. That's Kaddish. Okay, next step is what, Nagara? What's next step? Next step is Rechatz. Okay, Rechatz really is not really a step in Agada. Why isn't Rechatz a step in Agada? Because the Machlokes of Hashem was a need Rechatz altogether. So, Rechatz is Halacha Mitzvah Tzidayim. Rechatz is really only there because of what? Because of Karpat. Because Karpat is Kibulay Ben Mashkeh, so therefore you have to do Rechatz. So Rechatz inherently is not a part of the Agada. Not a part of the step, so leave it out. Machlokes question about the Tzidayim. Alright. So the next step really in Agada is what? Kappa. What is Kappa? What's the step of Kappa? What do you do about Kappa? Take a vegetable, dip it in salt water, and you eat it. Right? Okay. That's it? No, that's what most people think of it, but it's not. If you do it that way, really, you aren't the kind of karpas altogether. Karpas, that's only part of the Maisa Mitzvah Karpas. But the essence of the Maisa Mitzvah Karpas first begins after you eat it. What is the essence of karpas? What? No? No. Not the Maisa Mitzvah, I'm talking about the Maisa Mitzvah. What's the essence of karpas? What? No. I'm talking about that's reasons. But what is the Maisa Mitzvah Kappa? People don't know what the Maisa Mitzvah Kappa is. Yes, what? No. That's wrong. Yes. What is Kappa? What's in
it?
Huh?
Taking
the Kara. Taking it off. That's the law. The law is by Kappa. First you take the Kappa. You eat the Kappa. And then you remove it from the table. That's the law of Kappa. Because when you remove it from the table, then what happens? Then you have Shalat HaBain. You see, then you have Shalat HaBain. If you don't remove it from the table, you don't have any Shalat HaBain. So if you don't remove it from the table, you just ate a potato, but you don't want the time for Kappa. Kappa requires that you take it off the table. Okay. Take it completely off the table. Yeah, the whole title. Take it off. Excuse me? All right. So if you move it to the end of the table, I've already mentioned this. That if you move that, it goes off again. Why? Because if you move it to the end of the table, what are you demonstrating? Now you finished eating. But this one is there, it depends what kind of a table you have. If you have a table, it's a big table, everybody's surrounded, if everybody's surrounded the table, so it won't be any good if you move it to the end of the table. But it's still there. See? They have to take it off completely. If you have a long table, you have a table which is very long, nobody's sitting at the end, so you move it to the end, you'll be eating. But if you don't take it off, or you don't move it to the end, you just leave it there. That's not Mr. Scott. You're looking at it. Okay. What? When you take away the whole carrot. You take away the whole carrot. Yes. Okay. So when you show that you, when you remove the whole carpot, the mice on Mr. Carpot really is culminated in removing the carrot, taking the carrot off the table. That's when you have Shalos Habayin. What does the Bain ask? What does the Bain ask? Huh? Why you remove it? Okay. Yes?
But won't you ask when you're eating a car pass what salt was it?
No, because you're starting to eat. If you don't remove it, you see, if you don't remove it, they think you're starting to eat. You're starting to eat with kappa. However, if you remove it, then he asks the question. He says, why do we eat this vegetable before the suda? You take it off. So when you take it off, he's demonstrating you finish. He says, what is the salah? What kind of an achilah is this? That's the shalat of bang. All right. Yes? You must have the oikin and shulchan. You must have akira for shulchan. That's halacha. Without akira for shulchan, it's not kappa. Okay. Now, what is the shalat of bain? What's the shalat of bain? What is shalat of bain? Why are you eating the kappas now before the suda? You're taking it off. You're finished with it. You're just having a little food. You're not continuing with the suda. And you're taking it off. You're finished. Okay. That's the way some rishonim learn. But there's another way. Taisus wasn't satisfied with that shalat. Taisus wasn't satisfied that that's the shalat of bain. What does Taisa say? What does Taisa say? Taisa is a little complicated formulation. It's hard to understand the Shalos Habayin over here. What exactly it is. But Taisa learns a little different. Yeah. Taisa is in Kuf Daf Kuf Yudalad Naret Sochem. Hebrew Maskel is the fun of Masa. So he says like this. He says, L'fisha Akra Shulchan L'fnei Misha Ayma'a Agoda V'aysa Say there. He says, Ketanu Ayaf Yilafon. Okay. L'akira Shulchan Hikidei Shiyishal Habayin. The father answers him when the bain asks, why are you doing this? How come you just had this and finished? So the father answers him, Adayin Yaviyu Shulchan Lasa Tibul Sheni. He answers him, a funny answer, but that's what they said. He answers him, they're still going to make another Tibul. Rabbein Yisha, Allah Monu Masilin Shtei Pomit. Umiyad, Shisha Oik. Okay, that's what he says. So he says, in order that the bain should ask, why are you going to make Shtei Tibul? So the first thing is, you take it away, so the Bain asks, why do you do it? So the father answers him, this isn't the only people, but really this shtake bullet. The idea is to get the Bain on the concept, to get him involved in the idea of what? Of the bullet. Then when he asks about the second people, then what do you say? Then when he asks about the second people, that's Shalos Habayin. That's the same thing. Rashbam learns simply. Rashbam learns that the Bain asks, all the Bain asks, is simply why did you have this people for? What did you have this achila for? That's what the Rashbam learns. But Taisus learns that's not enough. Taisus learns that you have to get him first to tell him that there's going to be another tibul, and then the Bain asks for the tibul sheni. Why isn't Taisus satisfied with the question of tibul rishain? Why isn't Taisus satisfied with the question of tibul rishain? What's the answer? Why, according to Taisus, you have to have tibul sheni? Why not tibul rishain? Okay. The reason is what? What's the reason? Why is it that tibul? Why is it that the Bain must? That the Bain, you must have the Bain ask about Tibul Sheni. Why is Tibul Sheni superior to Tibul Rishon? Why is Tibul Sheni superior? What way is Tibul Sheni superior to Tibul Rishon? What's the answer? Because the halacha is like this. The halacha is that the Shelas HaBain, the question is, what must Shelas HaBain be? Simply a question? Any question? Is that Shelas HaBain? Any question about Shinuyei Halaylo? Is that enough? Or Shelas HaBain must be specifically in regard to Mitzvah Talayla. The second people is Mitzvah Talayla. Why is the second people Mitzvah Talayla? What's the second people? Second people is what? What is the second? Mora is Mitzvah Talayla. Mora is Mitzvah Talayla. But the first people is not Mitzvah Talayla. Kapas doesn't say this already with Kapas. So the Chachamim created Kapas in order that the Bain should ask about what? About the Mora. So the Machlokes of Rishonim is whether or not what? Whether or not,
question.
The question is, any question, any question about an issue near Alila, or only in regard to misplaced Alila? That's the Machlokes of Rishon. That Machlokes of Rishon carries through to another Gemara also. Because the Gemara says later like this. Lama, that's who says Rav and Beis. Lama, Ikran HaShulchan, the Gemara says. Omar, the Bei Rabbi Yanai, Kidei Sheyakim, Sinekis, V'yishalu. Abaya, V'yosef, Kameh, the Rav, Achozah, the Komadli, Tako, Mikameh. So he saw that Abaya was sitting by Rabbah. He was younger than him. So he saw that they took the plate away, the Cairo away. Amalu, Adayan, Lekar, Shlinon. Also, come after it. Come on, we didn't start this yet. What are you taking it away for? I'm a little rabbi, but trust me, let me understand. Now you don't have to get any more manishan. So from flame shouting tomorrow, what would it indicate? Flame shouting tomorrow, which way? In favor of who? Favor of the Rashbam would indicate that way. But Tasis doesn't accept the Gemara on the surface. Tasis says, on the spot, Kleimah, mitech kach yavai lisho b'sh'or devarim, avo b'masha shah lomo ono oikon ha-shukhan lo yifta mi manishtanah. So Tasis holds that that's not enough. Tasis says, through that, he can't say the other things also. There's no more to mention. Because Tasis holds, Tasis insists, that what must the Shelos HaBain be in regard to? Only in regard to Mitzvah Salaila. Yeah, the Rambam mentions, the Oysim Shinuyim Balaila Ahu. The Rambam mentions, Perek Zion. The Hilfus comes to Masa, the Rashi runs like this. The Torah lasses shinu b'layla hazeh, kadesh yira bonim v'yishalu, v'yayim u'manishtan ha'layla zeh mikol ha'leleh. Anche yoshiv lahem v'yayim olem kach v'kach yira v'kach v'kach hayo. V'ketad nishana, it's halacha gimel. V'ketad nishana, what kind of differences? We make a lot of differences around mentions. Machalak lehem kloyes v'yayim goyzim, oitzin ha'shulchan min lefnehem, different things that aren't mentioned in the Seder HaGorah. Different things. Kedem sheyechu v'chaytzin matzah zeh mizeh, grab matzah one from the other. The Kiyotah, the Dvorim Eilu, the Rambam doesn't mention, just mentioned the Kiyotah, the Rambam, the separate Kiyotah, to create your own Shinuyim on that night. That's why the Rav wants to say, our plan used to do every year, we do something different, so that the Bain would ask. But for the Rambam. The Rambam says, even though it's not in the Seder HaGorah, one thing was done, was organized with Karpat. That was organized by Chazal specifically. But besides that, a person should make his own Shinuyim, his own creative Shinuyim, to arouse the Shalat HaBain. So apparently the Rambam held the Shalat HaBain doesn't have to be what? Shalat HaBain doesn't have to be mitzvah. He agreed with the Rashbam. Shalat HaBain can be any Shinui HaLaila. That's the way the Rambam holds. Rambam also, when he says the Kana Bain Shoyal, in Perek Shmini, when he gives the Seder, he says the Kana Bain Shoyal, and then he says, the Rambam says, Vachaka, I go to Levadai. You have to cause the bane to be a shayel. That's where you do it. According to the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, this is what Chaim mentioned, if you look at the Rambam, you see the way the Rambam says the manishtana. Who says the manishtana? Not the bane. Who says the manishtana? Look at the Rambam. Rambam says like this. He says, "Umoizgin akayt hasheni v'kana bein shayol." Then the Rambam says, "Va'imer hakore, manishtano halayla zem b'kol aleleis, shebechol aleleis hakore." The one who reads, "Shebechol aleleis ena mazdil nafil pam achas v'alayla zeh shtei pomin, shebechol aleleis ena rokun chometz matza alayla zeh kule matza, shebechol aleleis ena rokun bas tli shalat mevusha alayla zeh kule tli, alayla zeh mevusha yirakas alayla zeh maram, alayla zeh mevusha yirakas alayla zeh So what do you see from the Rambam? The what? According to the Rambam, the whole Manishtana is not really for Shalas at all. What is the Manishtana really? What is the Manishtana according to the Rambam? Shalas the Bain is one thing. The Bain has to motivate the Bain to ask Shalas that Shmi Yalela. Then the Kareh begins with the Manishtana. So what is the Manishtana actually? It is Haskalah Sikwa. The first form of Sikwa is Kiddush. But then the Sikwa begins with Manishtana. All right, so according to the Rambam, what is the Manishtana? What is the Manishtana? To state what? Starting off with the condition, which you said is Mitzvah Lila, and you start off by saying Mitzvah Lila.
Okay.
The Manishtana really goes with Mitzvah Lila. That's all it is. Mitzvah is a Lila, is Manishtana. First one is what? First one is Shabbat Lila, and also Mitzvah Lila is there. Kula Matzah. So what is that? And it's the first Mitzvah there, Tefla Matzah. Right? Boyer of Tefla Matzah. Then, what do you have next? What do you have next? I do, it doesn't matter. What's next? Next is Mora. Mora is a Mitzvah Lila and Rabban. Okay, then what do you have? On my feeling, ain't another so far not all that step on. So what is step on? What is my feeling? What is the law of my feeling? Which mitzvah is that? So which mitzvah is that? Sifa, I got it. So really, you have three mitzvahs in the Lila. You have matzah, you have moror, and you have haggadah. Right? Okay. What's the last one? Shabbat Lila son of Levi Yisrael and Sifa Lila with Lama Tzuvin. What is that? What does it say about? Demonstration. Which mitzvah is demonstration? Which is the new mitzvah?
Part of
Agada. Correct. The last two shaylets are two parts of Agada. One part of Agada is done through Amira, that shaylet of Bain, and the second part of Agada is through Mesubin. What is Mesubin?
Physical
to demonstrate, to show, to demonstrate Cheres. So Cheres, the Aloch of Sifra is two forms. One is the Dibur, and one is through, what? Through Maisa. That's the law. You must speak about it, and you must demonstrate it. That's the point. So first you have, well, yes, Kiddushayin. Kiddushayin means to define Leil Chamisha Asa. What the essence of Leil Chamisha Asa is. What is the essence of Leil Chamisha Asa? It's a Yayim Sheyesh Bei Kiddushayin. Kiddushayin. Then the second step is what? What's the second step? Second step is Leil Chamisha Asar is Machayev and Mitzvah. There are Mitzvahs of Leil Chamisha Asar. That's the second step. Okay? That's the way that I go to begin. Yes. All right. That's why, if you want to be Yetzer, the way the Rambam does it, so you don't only have the child say Manashtana, but the one who is Kerei the Haggadah should say the Manashtana, should repeat it afterwards. So Yetzer both say it. This way, Yetzer says the Shukta Y, the Tesha Shukta holds the what? The Shailas Abay must be regard to what? Mitzvah Halayla. But then, in order to be Yetzer, the Rambam should be that it's part of the actual Kriyas HaGadah. So, therefore, the one who is the head of the Seder, the one who's organizing the HaGadah, what should he do? He's saying the HaGadah, the Kerei, what should he do? He should also say the Manashtana, because according to the Rambam, the Manashtana is not Shailas Abay at all. What is Manashtana?
It's
denunciation. Allah says you must denunciate what? Enunciate, formulate the Mitzvah Salila. That's the right way to do it, really. That's the right way to do it. Have the Bain Shail, and then the Eighth of the Ram, you should have the Kerei Lachas there. Yes? Kumra. Okay. Now, it goes into the Kohen Marba, Lestat, which is a Reza Meshuvah. So you see, it's Mikhayim, certainly, it's Mikhayim, the Agada, according to more day, it's certainly Reza Meshuvah. Yes? Leil Chamisha Asar, first is Kiddush Sayayim, Kiddush Sayayim, and then Mitzvah Sayayim. Kiddush Sayayim and Mitzvah Sayayim. Yes. What?
Kiddush
shows
the day.
Find the day? That's one.
Shows
the
best.
What?
Which
part of the Manashtana. Okay? Alright. Okay. Now, really, the way a lot of people look at this Mishnah Agadah, the way a lot of people look at Agadah, they're not Mekayim, not Agadah, really. In the proper manner, in the full way. Why? It's always something that bothers me, because the way people do it is everybody sits down and they all read the Haggadah. Okay, so everybody reads the Haggadah. I want to make sure everybody has it. There's one thing wrong with that. What's wrong with that?
No.
Yes?
Yes?
Yeah, that's for sure. They should speak about it in a language that people understand. If they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, speak it. It doesn't matter. Lashon isn't important here. The important thing is to understand it. Shouldn't forfeit the secret because of Lashon. That's brought down in the Dover Pashas. A lot of people do it. It's not enough room to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, lucky is you must understand what you're talking about. If you don't do it, then you're not in the kind of people. People just read to the God, they don't know what it means. It's a waste of time. Yes. But besides that, there's something else. Yeah. There are different levels of sequels. Different levels of sequels. The first level of sequels in the vein is a shale. In the vein is a shale. So the vein is a shale, that's the highest level of sequel. First, actually, sequel must be done in which way? How much sequel is done? It must be done in a dialogue fashion. That's the whole thing. The whole thing of sequel is it must be done in a manner of dialogue. That's why you have, when you have, for instance, Matzah Zushan or the Koshal and the Pesach Matzah Mar. Pesach Zushan or Eflin, Al Shema. Matzah Shana Eflin, Al Shema. Why always in question form? Because it has to be in a dialogue fashion. That's Dalla. Now, the highest form of dialogue is what? The different levels of dialogue. The highest form of dialogue is what? Actual questioning and answering, but which form? When the bane is a shell. Why when the bane is a shell? Why when the bane is a shell? What? They got to Levinachot two things. It is run out like this. All right? Run out like this. Halacha Gimel really formulates what Sipur is. Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. The Rambam is like this. In Perek Zayin of the Rambam, he gives you all the principles of the Seder. In Perek Ches, he formulates how you do it, what the order is. Okay? In Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, the Rambam formulates what exactly Sipur is. So look at this. V'tzorach la'aseh shinui b'layla azeh. Kedei shiyiru abonim v'yishlu v'yem manashtan alazam kol lelit. Ad sheyoshiv lehem v'yem alehem kach v'kach yirah kach v'kach layah. Then it's like this. Ain loy bain, he doesn't have a son, ishtai shayalacha. So his wife asks him. Ain loy isha, he doesn't have a wife, shayalin ze manishtano halayla ze, vafilu hayu kulam chapon. Hoya levadai, shayala atzmai manishtano halayla ze. Okay? Rama. Yeah. So this, how many levels do you have? Excuse me. So the manishtana, the four manishtana. When the Ram says shayal manishtana, it doesn't mean the whole manishtana. You're used to understanding manishtana means the whole manishtana. Manishtana means he has to ask something about the shinui halayla. You understand what I mean? Okay. Now, not the four things. The four things is the carrier. So, why does the Rambam? What are the levels? First is bain. Then what is next? Ishtai. Next is chaverav shalazilazeh. Then what is the next one? Then next is Atmai. Okay, four levels, right? What are the four levels? First one's Bane. Why Bane? Why Bane? You have to bring it out further. What's he say?
A little left brain.
Yeah, no good.
Okay, I have to jump on that one.
Okay. First one's Bane. Why is the first one Bane? Okay, if you got to live up. Now, what does he say? What does he say? He says what? No, it doesn't say he got the list of the other. Why does he say? Why? What does he say? You see, there's two things over here.
That's my question.
Okay.
Talk.
Beautiful. Okay. Now we got it on the east. We got it on the binnacle. All right. Okay.
You want to
All right. There's two things in sequel to Islam. One thing is the sequel, the act of sequel, the performance of sequel. What is the performance of sequel? That's the first one. The second thing is, that's one. The order is next. The other thing is, to whom the sequel should be. Okay? The Gamatul Levincha tells you what? Tells you to whom. Levincha means to whom. But the Gamatul tells you the Maitha sequel. The Maitha sequel must be dialogue. Now, the highest form of dialogue is what? From a person that has knowledge to a person that doesn't have knowledge. That's the highest form of dialogue. Somebody asks me a question, I give them an answer. That's the highest form of dialogue. My answer gives the person who asks new information. Okay? All right? Now, this factor, this is the form of Sipur. Okay? So, if this is the form of Sipur, you understand that by Binchor, what do you have? By Bincha, but that's by Ishtacha. By Ishtacha, he had it. Anyway, Ben Ishtacha. By Ishtacha, but Ishtacha doesn't know. He gives him new information. Assuming he's learning more than his wife, he has more information than she does. So therefore, he gives him new information. That's Ishtacha. Right? Okay. Now, what is Bane? Bane is what, really? Bane is what? Bane is what? Come on, no. No. Bane is both. Two things. Bane is, first of all, you have the proper person, Bincha, Vigelkala, Vincha, and secondly, it's the highest form of dialogue. So by Bane, he has both. By Bane, he has the highest form of dialogue, because the Bane doesn't know, so he's giving him information. And also, what is Halacha? A specific Halacha to whom? To the separate team of Bincha. He has the additional team of Bincha. So by Vigelkala, Vincha, he's in a situation where he has a son that can understand that, he can understand my brother, and he knows more than the son does, so then what? So then, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah on the highest form possible, because he has the Kiyum of Bane, and also he has the performance, the proper performance, which means what? An informative dialogue. That's Bane. Anyway, Bane, Ishtay Shei Alakha. What does he say? Ishtay isn't a separate Alakha of Ishtay, but Ishtay means that if you don't have what? You're missing the Kiyum of Bane, so then what do you have at least? So at least you have what? A dialogue on the highest form, an informative dialogue. You understand? By Bane, he has an informative dialogue plus the Kiyum of Bane, the third is specifically Bane, right? If he doesn't have the Kiyum of Bane, it doesn't mean the mitzvah is bottle of Mavuku. He still keeps the kind of mitzvah, but not Bishleimusa. The mitzvah is not Bishleimusa then, but still he could have what Bishleimusa? The form of the dialogue could be Bishleimusa, because it's informative. Right? Yes?
What if someone sitting at the table knows more than that guy?
So what?
So then, the
highest
one dialogue would be not
the wife,
but the friend.
Should be a
friend rather than
the
wife.
Should be the friend? Be both. Be the both. Be the both. You wish to be a great king? You're the one who knows me.
Yeah.
One knows me to be a great king. But it's the both.
The both.
Okay. Now, then you have, after Ishtay, what do you have after Ishtay? Then Chaver. By Chaver, what is it? What is that Chaver? Chaverov, assuming that they're both equal, they're both Chaverov, so they're both equal. So it's not an informative dialogue, but it still is what? But it's still a dialogue. It's still a dialogue. You understand it? It's still a dialogue. But two people know they have dialogue, they have a share and a major. They have dialogue. What's the last form? The last form is what?
Dialogue form, but not actually.
It's a dialogue form, exactly. And it says, Hoyo, what is that? Hoyo Mafadai, Shoyo Ma'atmai. That if he's only by himself, so then he can't have what?
He can't have
actual dialogue, but what could he have?
The form of dialogue.
The form, question and answer. You question and you answer yourself. Like a person is thinking and learning. He asks a question, he gives an answer. It's a form of dialogue, but it's not actual dialogue. So how many levels can the Kayim Sipra on?
Four
levels. Okay. Now, yes?
He didn't do this. He just went off the story without asking
you. Not yet. Okay. Yes? It's a good question. Let's say, for instance, the halacha is based like this. Mitzvah sipur. Just a second. Yeah. It's only by, The Minchas Chinuch brings down it's a problem because nobody talks about it, so the Ram doesn't mention Rachamim Shemach. So that's a question whether she fails or not. Yes, if she'll be, she should have in mind to the gate for the mitzvah, according to the Chinuch, the Ram doesn't mention anything on it. Some says that she is favored. Others say that she's not. It's a question whether she's favored or not. So if you'll say, if she knows the most, so it depends. If she's favored in the mitzvah, then she should lead. If not, not. Okay, so the best thing is that the best thing would be to make sure the man knows. Yes.
If the issue wouldn't be fired, yeah. Then it would be better to say it to a better of that
tradition. No, because it's dialogue. Shemekaina. So that's a little tricky because some people lose their machshava. Shemekaina has to machshava every word. Mila to mila. That's the best way to do it. But just to make sure, the way you should do it is you divide it up. So that's what everybody at least has to see. And really, and probably they have the whole thing. Yes? Yeah, definitely. Shemekaina has to have lines ready. All right. Yes.
Happening
to
have
Shemekaina
own it, meaning if I'm saying it at the same time,
they're
supposed to be,
I'm the
one saying
it. That doesn't matter. Because the form of the dialogue you have, that's not here, and the halacha Shemekaina is simply a mechanism with which you could have been two different things. Yes?
If you have Shemekaina, also the sign doesn't have to
be a No! That's a dialogue.
No, there really is, because it's Shemekaina, right?
No, but where's the question? You have to have a question and answer. That's what I understand. All right. That's the way to do it. All right. I want to tell you one call, though, before I get finished with this year. Don't make any, don't try not to make any machlekes in these things. I mean, just telling you, we're learning the way it's supposed to do it. But nevertheless, I mean, it's a matter of machlekes, so better off, take a kind of minimal shear. You might have trouble, you might not get it through there. one minute. You see, why do we do it before? Why do we do it before? Because you have to say Matzazu Shonoichon or Shema. Right? Matzazu, which matzah do you pick up? The Prusa. So what do you see? What do we hold? What do we hold at the Prusa does? So we hold like this. We hold that the halacha of Prusa, the halacha of Lechameini is halacha in the Chetzah Shel Matzah. The Chetzah Shel Matzah is not complete until when? It's not complete. It's matzah, but it's not complete the teres what? The teres Lechameini until it's what? A Prusa. You understand what I mean? So therefore, you don't understand? Right. The halacha is like this. The halacha is that God requires matzah more and monachim lafanecha. Right? Now there's a halacha of lachamayni. What is lachamayni? What does lachamayni mean? What is lachamayni? Lachamayni means when it's broken. Correct? So we hold that the Haggadah must be said b'shor sheyesh matzah more and monachim lafanecha. Correct? What is matzah? What type of matzah must be in the Lefanecha? What type? Lechamayni, not just regular matzah, but matzah which also has a keem of lechamayni. The chetzah represents lechamayni. So the matzah is not bishleimus until when? Until when? Until it's broken. So therefore you have to break it when? Before you begin the Haggadah, because the Haggadah requires matzah marmor, not lefanecha, not just matzah zuh. The whole Haggadah requires matzah marmor, not lefanecha. So you must have the matzah must be what? Broken before. Okay? That's our shita. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that lechem ayni is not a halach in the chetzah shal matzah. It's matzah b'shlei musa, even when it's b'shlei musa. Right? The only time, so when the Rambam picked up the matzah, he picked up a whole matzah. Right? So what is the Rambam hold halach of lechem ayni is? What's the halach of lechem ayni? Not a halach in the chetzah shal matzah, halach in what? In the derech achilah, in the ma'is achilah. Halach in the ma'is. The ma'is achilah must be like an ani. The ma'isa achila must be like an ani, so that's why he breaks the matzah in order that he should eat like a poor man, because a poor man eats broken bread. You understand what I'm saying? See? So the nafkamina, the machlokes harishanim over here is what? What's the machlokes harishanim? What's the machlokes harishanim? Come on, no? Tain, what's the machlokes harishanim? Now listen. Is lechamayni halach in the chetzah shel matzah, or lechamayni is halach in what? If it's halach in the derech achila, so when do you break it? If it's halach in, if it's mashlim, if it's a chalei shem in the chetzah shel matzah, so then when do you have to do it? According to the Rambam, when I ate the karpas. Why don't you eat the carpas? Because he lifted it today. So it's very nice you want to get out of stuff with this broccoli right now. But you know what you're doing. You don't eat carpas altogether. You're not any circus. Right around the spectrum. Carry Kessel on this. The problem is with the broccoli right of the Birchas HaMazon will go on the will be enough for the Brachot Reina Karpas, or whether there's a Hepsik if I've got a big time. Big Shiloh. Alright, yes? What do you say?
Where's the Shalom?
Now, in Perek Ches, a lot of bays. Kol Echod, Echod, Ein, Echod, Pachs, Mikazayeth, the Rambam. So according to the way we do it, if the Rambam was at Yeseder, he would tell you to save time with Brachot Hashem also. Because you're not getting the Karpas at all. All right. But the Rambam will hold it to waste time. Rambam holds it to waste time. All right. So they can't do it. Can't make a Brachah. All right. The Rambam apparently, the Rambam says that they have to cut out of anything. So the Rambam will be doing it. Well, anyway, I don't want to go into that problem. The question is like this: what's the machlekes over there? What's the machlekes between the Rambam and the other sheikhs by Karpas? Everybody's very nizar not to eat a kitayis by Karpas. But what is the machlekes here? What is the Rambam hold? What is the Rambam hold? Why does the Rambam hold the Asas Kizayas? Why? Why? Because what? Because the Gemara says, Ein achila pachas mikizayas. If you have less than a kizayas, it's not achila. That's the halacha. The halacha is it's not achila less than a kizayas. And karpas, according to the Rambam, is achila. It's achilas karpas, right? If it's achilas karpas, how much do you require? Kizayas. Less than a kizayas. It's not karpas. It's not achilas karpas. That's why the Rambam says, kolecho decho rei necho pachas mi kizayas. If you eat less than a kizayas, it's not karpas. What do the others say? What does Rebbeinu Tam say? Rebbeinu Tam's the main one that says it. Rebbeinu Tam says, they should eat less than a kizayas. What does Rebbeinu Tam hold? I don't care, the person eats less than a kizayis, it's a maisa achila. You understand? It's a maisa achila. He's lacking in the shir achila. The shir achila is not there. But a maisa achila it is. You make a bracha on less than a kizayis, because it's a maisa achila. You understand? Provided he had intention to eat it, it's not to taste it. If you intend to taste it, you don't make it a bracha. If I say tima, there's no bracha. But less than a kizayis is a maisa achila. But you're lacking in the shir of a din achila. You see, the question is whether you require a din achila or whether you require a maisa. According to the Rambam, it actually requires a din achila. You require a din achila, so then less than exayas is nothing. Everywhere there was an exayas. So soon as you get there, it requires exayas. What? You just might need them. All right, so the fact is like this. In conclusion, practically speaking, many Israelis Israel therefore eat exayas. So either way you want to do it, you can do it. I'm telling you what to do. Do it either way. What? No, suffer. This is a disadvantage. If you eat less than a kizayis, then you have the advantage you're not involved in suffering brach afrona. If you eat less than a kizayis, if you eat more than a kizayis, then it has this disadvantage you're involved in suffering brachas. But it has an advantage because you're definitely the kind of karpa. The first way, you're not involved in suffering brachas, but you're involved in suffering karpa. The second way, you're not involved in suffering karpa, but you're involved in suffering brachas. You'll never get out of the suffering whatever you do. That's like one suffering or another, yes. Suffering brachas, don't anybody walk away and say, you said over here, you should make a bracha from your cups. Okay. Suffering brachas, because it's machlekes here at Shane, a big machlekes over here, whether... Now go to the Hepsik and whether the Gerson was in Rockets. That's already? And we're up to Maggid. Let's go. The poor Marsh now. Huh? Now, it goes in really to a person who doesn't know, who doesn't understand the halachas, never learned the Gemara's properly. The agad is really a whole mumble jumble till we get to the end of the case. That's when he comes out and recognizes something familiar. But until that point, he's usually lost just going through one thing after another. So what I want to do is to clarify. There are a lot of points we can go through. But to clarify, first of all, I'll give you an overview of the agad, what the agad consists of, and then we'll go into further breakdowns. All right? Okay. Now, we're not going to take up every detail of it. There are certain details that are problems. I mean, you understand that. But it's Tereshma Peh. You have to realize you might not be able to fathom every single point. But at least we'll be able to get an overview of what the basic formulation of Dagot is. Alright. So you did already mitzvah salayla, yapta vadamayinu, right? Alright. Now let's skip a vadamayinu. Tul vaktilu kulana chacham. Tul vaktilu kulana chacham. We'll start from vaktilu kulana chacham. Right? That's right after the first sentence of Armenia. La filu kulano kachom kulano nevainim kulano zekainim. From there, where should we stop next? We're breaking it up. Where should we stop next? Barakamapu. Where should we stop? Alright. To where? I'll tell you where to stop. You see, all this, I want you to understand, what is all this? What is all this over there? What is it? Let's take Vafilu Kulana in the first sentence, you'll know what it is, and then you'll be able to see where to stop. Vafilu Kulana Chachom Kulana Nevanim Kulana Skenim Kulana Yedim Sefer Mitzvah Lana Sefer Zeram Kulana Mavah Sefer Zeram Meshubah. That is something. Now skip the mice from there. Then go into Chachom Baruch HaMakon Baruch Shas Sefer Chachom Olaymer. Right? Rasha, the Abba Bonim, then Yochom Eresh Chedesh, up to the Shosh Yesh Matza Omora Munach Nufanecha. There is one common idea. What's the common idea? Those guys know from last year. Okay. So what is... What is the base? I want you to take a look at that Agada. The main thing in Agada is, you see, the main thing in Agada is Shelas Abayim. Why Shelas Abayim? Because if there's no Shelas, there's no Limud. So therefore, I tell you the same thing right now. If you're not interested in the ideas of it, you're not going to work on it yourself. It's not going to be a Shia. It's not going to be Limud. Just listen to what I'm saying. I mean, it's very nice. Very respectful. But that's not the point. The point is that you guys should learn something. So if you take a look now inside the Agada, from Rav Philip Kwan Chacham, until the end, you tell me what the common denominator is. Until it says, Ela B'Shosh Yesh Matzah Moram Menachem Vrachah. Define what? Part of the area I gave you, right? There's something in common with Vafilu Kulana Chachom and the Yochum Eresh Chedesh. What is it? What do you say? What is it? It's very simple. It's not so abstract. It's very simple. This whole area, from Vafilu Kulana Chachom, we'll find out how Avadim HaYinu got in there. That's a separate problem, how Avadim HaYinu got in there. All right? That's why I'm not taking that right now. We'll go back later. We'll take some of the details. I want to show you the major areas. From Vafilu Kulana Chachomim until B'Shosh Yesh Matzah Moram Menachem Vrecha is really what? What is it? It's Hilchos Halayla. It's the Shulchan Aruch of the Mitzvah. That's what it is. You understand what I'm saying? It's the Shulchan Aruch of the Mitzvah. That's Halayla. That's what it is. All right, now let's take a look and see it. Vafilu Kulana Chachomim. Let's take it one step at a time, all right? Vafilu Kulana Chachomim. Kulana Nevinim. Kulana Zekainim. Kulana Yeidim Esatera. You understand they wrote it from the early Darius, too. That's why it has all this. Mitzvah Aleinu L'Saper B'Tzias Mitzrayim. V'chol Hamarbe L'Saper B'Tzias Mitzrayim Areza Mishibah. Okay? So you understand? So what is this telling you?
Everybody has to see it.
Who is Chayat? The first step in the mitzvah. What's the first step you have to find out? Who is Chayat? What's the answer?
Okay.
That's the first step. All right?
Okay? Now, Maaseh Rabbi Elazar, I'm going to come back to this because there are many different points that we can go into. One point, for instance, is, I mean, what's the Havamina to say? What's the Havamina to say that if a person's a Chacham, he's part of the Shifter's Zion, that's not better. Well, Chacham's part from Kiddush. He's a big Chacham, he's not a Mechuyev Mitzvah. Diet, yes.
Because the whole reason for this Mitzvah is because the line crosses.
Yes.
It's the Hevet, how line crosses.
Okay, very good, very good. The answer is, the question is, simple question. It's Afilu Kavana, Afilu Chachamim Gedolim, the Rambam says. Balagod, Afilu Kavana Chachamim Gedolim, it's Chayev and Mitzvah, Sifat Sifat Zion. Question is, what do you mean? You ever have me the person of Chacham is cut from the Mitzvahs? First of all, even the Chacham has to make Kiddush. Even the Chacham has to dive in Shema Yasser. I mean, what kind of a lot is it? Of course, yes. Chacham is cut from the Mitzvahs. On the contrary, Chacham is the one that should do the Mitzvahs. So why should I say over here that I feel Kulah Chacham? Does it have me to say Chacham's Potter? What's the have me to say Chacham's Potter? Why? Yes? No, not
interesting.
Because what is the Mitzvah? What is the source of Mitzvah we got it on here? Not just, what do you see from it? Forget about that. We did it before. Now it's something else. Why? Because it's a halacha of limud. It's a halacha of limud. You understand what I'm saying? The halacha is limud. Limud. All right. Okay. The halacha is limud. Limud. You can't say by limud. For instance, by Torah she'bal peh. What's the halacha? I mean, many. Let's say, for instance, a person can learn 10 hours a day. 10 hours a day by hasmada. But without a Rebbe, he will open up his mind to learning. A person can learn 1 hour a day, and he'll gain more knowledge in that 1 hour. He can learn with their Moshe Feinstein, he's going to stand with him alone. Where's his Mitzvah Talmud Torah? 10 hours a day or 1 hour a day? What do you say? 10 hours a day? Wrong. 1 hour a day. 1 hour a day. Without any question. Why? Because the Mitzvah is what? Limud. It's halacha of limud, of gaining knowledge. Limud. It's not a quantitative Mitzvah. It's not a Maisi Yeshiva. That's not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is limud. So if you could learn in 1 hour, you can gain one after Ma'aseh Gemara. Babi Yechad Yemen over there. The person traveled 6 months. In order to learn Yeshiva in 1 day. He wasted a lot of time. But why did he do it? Because limud means knowledge. And his, the way he had worked out, he gained more knowledge that way than if he would have sat off. So therefore, this mitzvah Talmud Torah is limud. Understand, he gained knowledge. If he gained more knowledge in 1 hour, that's the mitzvah. And if he gained less knowledge in 10 hours, it's not, you're not going to have the mitzvah. So, if it's limud, if it's gaining knowledge, so then the question is, a chacham gadol, it's not shaykh, he knows it already. It's impossible for him. Right? He's a chacham, just a second. He's a chacham. He's a chacham, he knows secrets of Yisrael already. He heard it last year, the year before, he has all the scars already, he knows all about it backwards and forwards. So therefore you'll say he's potter, right? So why is he chayev? Now we have to understand why is he chayev. So why is he chayev? I'm not certain, why is he chayev? There's two possibilities. One possibility of limud is, one type of limud is learning a certain set of ideas. It's limud, a certain set of ideas. Okay? Alright? That's one limud. But then there's another type of limud. Another type of limud is a person should involve himself in Talmud Torah. That type of limud means there's no set of ideas, but the mitzvah is to involve yourself in the mice of Talmud Torah, and the idea, in that area it's endless. Why? Because it's not shaykh that a person should reach a point any based on medrash below chiddush. There's no such thing as even Chazal, when they sat down to learn, they're always in the chiddush. No matter who the person is, if it's limud, certain set ideas, certain set formulas, then he did butter. Because he knows them already. But over here, the mitzvah of limud is to do what? The mitzvah of limud is to involve himself in the Indian, to investigate the area. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sipur is to investigate the area. Investigate the area, then even the greatest chacham. Why? Because even the greatest chacham can disappoint. You understand? That means was a set amount of ideas. Certain ideas. You went on a Mitzrayim, you did this. Look, a certain set of ideas.
So
okay.
What?
Excuse me? If it's set ideas, then he has enough. There's limud over here, just like limud of Tarasha Balpeh, which means to investigate the area. If it's to investigate the area, then it's that ain't safe. Then there's no end to it. Okay? Because you understand that the Tarasha is infinite. That's why the Balagoda brings down, just a second. That's why the Balagoda brings down Omar Abelozo Ben Azaya Arenik Ben Shivim Shona. The question is, of course, Arenik Ben Shivim Shona, what's it doing over here? I mean, this has to do with Yitzhak Zion. V'loi Zachisi Shetek Omer Yitzhak Mitzrayim Balelos. What is that referring to? What is that referring to? Anybody know that it is? It's a mission. It's a mission in the first part of the prophet. It's according to the Vayayma, the last parashah of Krishna. It has nothing to do with it, with the Tzivit Raya. It has nothing to do with Leil Chamishas, with the Tzivit Raya. So why does he bring it down? What does it mean? He didn't know. The Rambam explains, the Krishna Mishnayas. It doesn't mean that he didn't know that he said Pashas Hayema. That's impossible. I mean, he sees everybody said Pashas Hayema from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should he? What's his question? The Lezachisi Shetayama, the Rambam says it means, I never understood, I never knew the remez for it. Ad Shedarsha Ben Zayma. You understand? So you see that even the Chacham Gadol, like Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, when he went through the Haggadah, what occurred to him? A new idea occurred, a new thought. He saw, even the Chacham Gadol, like Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, saw, even though he knew the halacha clearly, but still there was one point he didn't know. One point he didn't know, until he heard the Ben Zayma Dash Noah. That's what it means. So it means to say, because a Chacham, when he involves himself in an area, he'll always find an additional point. That's why it's working. Okay, but we'll get back to the whole area. A lot of problems in this area. I just want to get that one thing. What is it? What is basically this first part? Is the mitzvah halal. This is the Shulchan Aruch. So really, to start off again, the beginning of Sipur is what? Kiddush Hayayim, mentioning the day is different. Kiddush Hayayim. Next is what? Mitzvah halal, right? Mitzvah halal, and the third step is what? First step, explaining the halachas of the law. Follows from Mrs. O'Reilly, understand? Follows from explaining the halachas. Okay. Yes.
What was this point that,
this. All right, so the first thing is who is chayev. That's the first thing, right? First thing is who is chayev in the mitzvah. Who's chayev? Everybody's chayev. Okay. Now, what do you have next? There's more detail. I'm going to come back to it later. Next is chacham o'emer. Rasham O'Emer, Tom, Rabbanim. What's the Rabbanim? What's the Rabbanim? First one is who is Chayav? What's the second one? Rabbanim. What's the Rabbanim? Come on, everybody say. Who is Chayav? How to perform the mitzvah? We'll go through what the Rabbanim is. When I come back, I just want to give you an overview. The Rabbanim is how to be Mekayim in the mitzvah. Alright, how? If it's specifically one way, no, it depends on the bain. A chacham is one tshuva, and a rosh is different tshuva. Tom and Shady is different tshuva. Okay? That's how. Now, the next thing is what is Yochum Rosh Chedesh? What's Yochum Rosh Chedesh? When? Alright? So basically, it's who is chayav in the mitzvah, how to do the mitzvah, and when to do the mitzvah. You see the order? Okay. Now from Mitzchila on, we're going to skip again. Because Mitzchila is a problem, what Mitzchila really is. If I have time this year, I'll go through and show you what exactly it is. Mitzchila, if they can call my Yahweh Seino, is a machloikis, whether you say this or not. Most of you should have a machloikis, whether you say it or not. Because there's Rav Zagada and there's Shmuel Zagada. Rav says, you say Mitzchila, when the Mishnah says, Maschil Lignus, and the Tzayim B'Shevach, so it's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. One says that it's a Avodah Mayinu, and the other one says that it's Mitzchila Ev Devar Zohar Yom Yisrael. So there's two Agadas. So we say both. We do both. All right. That's a Mitzchila, as far as we're concerned, is just there in order to begate the Rav. But really, Meitzer Adin, your Yitzer already with Avodah Mayinu. So we'll leave that go, okay? Maschil Begnos and Mishayim Mishara. All right? Okay.
Seven?
Yes. So where are we up to? Vishamda is really Atzchola, the Gros says, for Teilamad. So we'll let this go, what Atzchola is, how it works. I just want to break down that go to friends, then we'll come back to the details. The Vishamda is really the Atzchola of what? Of Teilamad. So the next step in our go is Teilamad. Alright. So where does Teilamad end? Tell me, where does Teilamad end, you know? Right. Correct. Well, Salem Marcus. Take a look. Salem Mod. What is Salem Mod? How does it work, Salem Mod? Anybody know how Salem Mod works? What is Salem Mod? Yes? I know about one. But what are you doing? Show me how it works. What?
Who did it?
All right. I said it about the course. It's pure. Why is it pure?
Don't worry about that.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Of course, it's not with Teresh about that. Now, halacha is that one part of Haggadah is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, limud. What does limud mean? What does limud mean? Limud means what? Limud means always what? Teresh b'ksav and Teresh about that. Without Teresh about that, and Teresh b'ksav is nothing. The minig, that minig was a minig of Apikorsen that they used to read from the beginning of Shemais called the Shalach. Why? Because they deny, why did they do that? Because they deny the Teresh about that. That's why I said it's Tfira. Kriya Satera Bismarneinu, I mentioned it before, is incomplete. Why is it incomplete? Because it's Mana Chazal, how they used to learn? They used to learn with the Tirgum. Why do you have to have Tirgum? Why? Teresh about Pesh. Now you make Rechatagum still do today. Why do you say Rechatagum? Because you must have a minimal amount of Tera Shabbat Pesh, and Tirgum is the minimal amount. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, this part of the Haggadah is what is this part of the Haggadah? Teresh about that. Teresh about Ksav in Teresh about that. Limud. All right? So you had Halacha first, and then you had Limud. What's the question? After that, see Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Now, from Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we're going to skip from Rabbi Yossi Aglili through the end of Dayenu. The Rambam doesn't have it, but that's not the reason why I'm skipping. I'm skipping it because it's not really a new part. It's a hemshich of the other things. I'm letting it go, okay?
You skipping about right. Himself, is that also part of the
Dayenu? Dayenu. All
right. Ready?
Dayenu, that's it. Here's now, Rabbi Gamliel Hayyamer. Rabbi Gamliel Hayyamer, you got it? Next part is Rabbi Gamliel Hayyamer. And next part I got it. Ram Gamliel or
Yoimer?
Yes. You have to know what the Iker of the Haggadah is and what is added later. The Iker of the Haggadah was until the end of the Nisan. Until the Tzach Hadash Bachar. That's it. Okay? That's the end of it. Now the next part is Ram Gamliel. There's something in between. Right now I just want to point out to you the main ideas of the Haggadah. And then the small part will put in later. You understand the main concept? The Iker HaGadah was only from the Tzach HaDash Bachav. Later, that was added in between. Okay, I'm not sure you should say it, but in understanding the HaGadah, we have to break it down and swallow. I'll go step by step. Okay. Now, the next part begins with Rabbi Gamliel Hayyamer. What is Rabbi Gamliel Hayyamer? What is Rabbi Gamliel Hayyamer? Kol Shiloi Omar. Everybody thinks Kol Shiloi. Everybody, how is that over here? Kol Shiloi Omar. Everybody, how is that? Pesach Matamar. No. Kol Shiloi Omar doesn't mean you don't say it. Kol Shiloi Fier. Shiloi Shidvar Melu V'Pesach Layotzi V'Chavate. The word Omar is used over here initially. It doesn't mean Omar. Say it. No mistake to jump and say it. Okay. So, Rabbi Gamliel used to say, what's Rabbi Gamliel's halacha? This next part is, this is the last, the closing part of Haggadah, actually. What is it? No, Rabbi, so what is that? It's explaining what? See for Yetzias Mitzrayim through what?
Through
Mitzvahs Halayla. Okay. It's see for Yetzias Mitzrayim through Mitzvahs Halayla. That's what it is. Okay. First, you just had already see for Yetzias Mitzrayim through what process? Through Talmud Torah, right? Limud. Now you have it through what? Through Mitzvahs Halayla. Rabbi Gamliel says like this: that if you don't formulate see for Yetzias Mitzrayim through Mitzvahs Halayla, then you're not Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is incomplete unless you correlate Mitzvahs Halayla to the Sipur. You understand? To the Sipur. By the way, it's a Machlekes Rosh Hashanah. That's the plain shot. Most Rosh Hashanah that way. It comes out that if you don't do this, what are you lacking in? It doesn't mean you don't have any mitzvah. You're lacking in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a Ramban that says no. It says you're lacking in the mitzvah, in the mitzvahs themselves. That the mitzvah, that the Achilas Matzah is incomplete unless you had already Sipur about it. Oh, that's a separate shot. But the basic shot in the Haggadah is that if you don't do it, you're lacking Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim through Mitzvahs Halayla. By the way, over here, Al Shimo, for instance, you say over here, Pesach Shonachon Avasenu Bizman Shebesh Mitzrayim, Al Shimo, Matzah Shonachon Al Shimo. If I would ask you, why do you eat Matzah? Well, that's what you say. Why do you eat Matzah? Well, that's what you say. What do you say? Yeah, by our Tefla Matzahs. What does the Baal HaGadah say? What? What's I'm going to say? What? Why? What do you see from this? What? Something that you guys can get out of your system because we held you back for a whole year. Yes? What is it? That's right. The why. The philosophical why. Remember we always say you don't ask why? You only ask what? Over here, I'll let you ask why. See?
Why?
Can you ask why? Pesach, Shayo Echlin, Shayo Avetenu Echlin, Bisman Shabesh Nidish, Kayam Al Shema. Why? You can't say because it says Shenema is a Rasta Pesach Balayla. It's Rasta Pesach, Achilas, the Chalta, the Pesach. Can't say, you can't quote a Pesach, you can't quote the Pesach that says that the Ba'erev, but, Take Lewis, Pesach Ba'erev. You can't quote the Pesach in Re'eh. You can't. Why? Can't you quote the Pesach in Re'eh? Because the halach is you must know not only the mitzvah, the machayev of the mitzvah, but you must know why you are machayev of the mitzvah. The philosophical why you must know. That's what the halacha tells you over here. Okay? That's by Pesach, Matzah, and Mora. That's the halacha. You have to know the philosophy of the mitzvah also. It's not enough just to know what the halacha is. There's a chiyuv to know why over here. Okay? Yes? All right. That's the end, really. That's the, it concludes the first part of the Haggadah. Now, there's only one more part before the case. One more part before the case. What's the next part before the case? Where did it start with? Fortunately, the print over here was right. Took Lefikach in big print, right? All right. What's the next part? Next part is Allah. Next part is Allah.
Okay.
Next part. What's the Mechayev and Shevach? What's the Mechayev and Shevach? What's Mechayim and Shevach? No, Mechayim and Shevach is an introduction. B'chol dor v'dor. B'chol dor v'dor, Chayev Adam Nira says, Atmoich, Ilu v'yotam in Mitzrayim. Alright? So the Mechayim and Shira. What's the Mechayim and Shira? The fact that Shira, apparently she kept the Chayim and Shira unless it relates to her. So therefore, it's Chayev Adam Nira says, Atmoich, Ilu v'yotam in Mitzrayim. You must realize that it's as if he must realize it's as if he went out of Mitzrayim. If he realizes that, then what is he Chayev? Then it's the speaker of Anachnu Chayav in Lahayde to Lahalel. And that goes, that's the last part. The Kiev of Halel is the last part. So where? So where to go to Israel? And until you say the second, until you read the second case. Okay? Until you read the second case. Yeah. Excuse me. Can I shiru? The speaker of Anachnu Chayav in Lahayde to Lahalel doesn't refer to you. It doesn't refer to you, then it's not shiru. Shiru can't be for somebody else, it's for you. Okay. Now, so it turns out like this. So there's not like this, by the way. Where do you pick up the case? Where do you pick up the case, by the way?
At the bottom.
At the bottom? Yes. Where do you pick up the case, Nagara? Which point, Nagara? Nagara? Which point, Nagara? Which point, Nagara? All right, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says pick it up on the Fika. Why? Because he holds that the halacha is that you require Shira, you require Shira must always be on the case. That's why you pick it up on the Fikah. But Reb Chaim used to pick it up by the Manashtar. So Reb Chaim held the whole Haggadah, as we said, on the case. This is what I wanted to do today, was just to give you the basic outline. Now you have the outline. Tomorrow we'll go into more depth into what it's all about. But today you have the basic outline. It's got to look at. What do we start off with? First thing is what? Kiddush Hayom. The halach is to define Leil Chamish Asar. So the first thing is Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom. The next thing is what? What's the next thing? Mitzvah Halayla. That's second. Third is what? Third is Hilchot Halayla. Hilchot Halayla. Fourth is what? I got that through Limud, which means Fellowship Exav and Tesla. And the fourth one is what? I got that secret, which is Israel through Mitzvah Salila, right? And the fifth is what? Is Halel. Okay, that's it.
Continued on next tape.